You are listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. Welcome to Book Lovers Cafe. Book Lovers Cafe is a program of author interviews and book reviews from around the Sound and beyond. I'm your host, Chris Wilson. You can listen Wednesdays after 5 o'clock, right after calendar, and you can find it on the podcast page online at kptz.org. Today, we're going to be doing something a little different. We're going to be talking to Tamara Meredith. She's the director of the Jefferson County Library right here on the Quimper Peninsula. Welcome, Tamara. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
So it's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, as always, and we love our libraries. This is quite the literate town.
It is.
Quite the literate town. And when I used to, my card still says Klan on it, but there's been a change. So why don't you tell us about the new name for the cooperative system?
There has been a name change. When I came on board in 2017, one of the things I heard was that it was time to take a look at how we described ourselves. And so as a group of libraries, we decided that we would rename ourselves CLIO, which stands for the Cooperative Libraries of the Eastern Olympics. We felt that would be a better description of who we are and what we do. Mm-hmm. And so we are now CLIO. We like to think of the otter as our mascot because we all play well together.
That's great. I love that. When I hear the name CLIO, I do think of animals. I think of a cat, but now I'm going to think of it the library otter.
And if you would like to get a new card with the CLIO logo on it, you can do that for free at any of our libraries.
Okay. I'm going to do that. Is it still red, though?
Blue.
Oh, it's blue.
It's very pretty blue.
Okay, cool. Well, let's talk more about you and your path to becoming a librarian. Tell us a little bit about your history and what led you into this field.
Sure. So I came into librarianship a little bit sideways, like many of us do. I did my first two degrees in music performance. And while I was working on degrees at Central Washington University and then at Indiana University, I worked in the library. It was a way to pay my bills and pay my rent as a student, which many of us did. And I absolutely loved it. I never really considered it as a career path until I got a little bit older and realized that I could continue to perform and work as a musician and also pay all of my bills if I had a job in a field like that. So I worked in libraries. I did my library science degree as, at the time, a fallback, married a trumpet player, and found that that degree came in handy. And my first job out of library school was actually as the director of a small rural library in Colorado. I had not worked in public libraries in a very long time and was a little concerned because I'd spent so much time in the university library system, but found that I absolutely loved the public library side. It spoke to me. I grew up in a rural area in Western Washington. It was like coming home. Mm-hmm. And so since that time, I've worked in rural libraries, school libraries, and a little bit of academic, but always back to the rural public library side.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can imagine you in this little town in Colorado, a brand new director, and probably there were just volunteers or very few staff members.
Very few.
And that's the thing. You could sing, dance, have have performances, do whatever you want. And that is the joy of being a librarian, of letting your imagination and your creativity just explode. Mm-hmm. So what was it that excited you about the Jefferson County Library? Why did you decide to move out here?
So we had been living in Colorado for about 5 years and then Wyoming for another decade. We have a daughter who's now 13, and my husband was a professor at the University of Wyoming. And we had decided once upon a time that we wanted to retire back out to Western Washington someday. I'm originally from Chehalis. And as we started looking around for potential areas, we started thinking about why not now? And so I started scouting for some library jobs out here. And when this one came up, it was just absolutely a perfect fit. It was mm-hmm. rural, near the water, back home for me. The library itself is fabulous. I've yet to hear anyone say anything negative about this library. It's well-regarded and well-supported.
Mm-hmm. So it's a beautiful library after the renovation. And mm-hmm. I take turns going between the Port Townsend City Library and the Jefferson County Library. I just want to see everybody. Mm-hmm. And so, and they are, you know, there are some differences, and those are exciting things to find out about. So let's tell us a little bit about the kinds of things that the Jefferson County Library is offering to its members.
Oh my goodness, there are so many things. I feel like I'm going to forget them. Some of the more exciting things recently that we've done, we hosted the Discover Exoplanets exhibition recently, that we were one of 7 libraries across the country to win that NASA exhibit. It was a competitive application process. 75 applied. We were the smallest. But one of the neat things that came out of that winning of that and of the exhibition itself was that it required partnership between our library and other organizations. And so we partnered with the Washington State University Extension Office. They hosted part of the exhibit, as we did. We coordinated busing kids in from 4 different school districts and a tribal school to visit the exhibit.
Oh, how wonderful.
But one of the things that came out of that was a really strong partnership with the Extension Office, which we had worked with Master Gardeners and other mm-hmm. groups previously. But we've established even more of a relationship. We're doing more out in South County with programming now with them as well. So they're doing seed saving workshops. The seed library meets with the bookmobile, some canning and preserving workshops. So we're developing even more programming and liaising with our members through some of these partnerships. So that's definitely something that's going on right now. We're trying to build more of those partnerships across mm-hmm. the county and bring more of those programs to other areas besides just in our physical library space.
Right. That's another great thing about libraries is because there's meeting space and there's space that other organizations can take advantage of it and have ongoing programs at the library. I'm thinking of the adult learning program from QUF that meets there and does the great books.
Yes.
And the debates and everything mm-hmm. else that happens at the library. So those are a few things. The NASA grant for kids.
We can definitely hear them. I definitely caught, picked it up on that.
Okay. So okay. Just stop it. Just stop.
Okay.
Okay, your voices are picking up because you're so close. Why don't we shift over to that side of the room? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I could understand him clearly.
Uh-oh.
He was probably working on the board.
I know he is, and they're right there, and they're right there. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Wait.
You guys back in if you want, or you guys can just.
Okay.
Continue.
Oh well, we'll just continue. Okay. One of my favorite things at the Jefferson County Library is participating with you to interview the Huntington. One of my favorite things at the Jefferson County Library is participating with you and interviewing the Huntingford Lecture author each year in October. There have been just some fabulous people that have come, and they're from the Sound, but also nationally mm-hmm. known. I remember how excited the community was when Roz Chast was the Huntingford Lecture guest, and so many others. So I interviewed Lori Frankel this mm-hmm. year, and you were here. So how did you get in touch with Lori and find out about her? Why was she chosen?
Lori was chosen from a list of authors that we get from a... Lori was chosen based on a group of authors that we review annually from a local publishing house. I'm not even sure how to say that.
Okay. Just we had a list and we chose Lori. You don't have to go into
yeah.
detail.
I just don't even have the word. We chose Lori this year based on her award-winning book that's been very popular amongst our patrons, This Is How It Always Is. We've had several book clubs in the area read that book, and it's been wildly popular by anybody who's read it. And she was an absolute fabulous person to work with. Her presentation, even though the weather was poor, we had a pretty good turnout at the Huntingford Lecture this year. The questions were great. Her responses were great. And she actually sent us a recommended reading list, as promised, after her presentation.
Well, she's the kind of person that her topic in that book was transgender families and raising a transgender child. But I found that what she had to talk about was applicable to all parents, no matter who they are raising, and with such humor. It was a great book. So we're recommending that book. And
absolutely,
I loved talking to Lori on Book Lovers Cafe. And so also, there's not just the physical part of the library, but there's also a lot to find on the website. How would you direct our listener to exploring the Jefferson County website and what they can find that's new and exciting there?
Well, there are always new things on our website. Our address is jclibrary.info, which throws a few people off, but it is that .info extension at the end. On our website, probably one of the most used features of our website is actually our event calendar. Because everything we do is there, usually several months out. So if you're looking for things to do, whether it's with children or just for yourself or book clubs or any other events, you're going to find it on our event calendar there. Our bookmobile schedule, if you're interested in finding out where the bookmobile is, you're going to find that there. And of course, links to all of our online databases and resources. If you need to fix your car, we've got the Chilton Library. If you want to stream videos, we've got the Canopy resource there. Not to mention links to all of the e-audiobooks and e-books mm-hmm. that you can download onto your device or your phone or computer.
Right. And those audiobooks and ebooks are not just ones held by the Jefferson County Library.
Correct.
And not just those held by Clio.
Correct.
But a whole consortium of libraries all over mm-hmm. Washington State. So there's a lot of choice there. Mm-hmm. And Canopy is pretty new. People are just, you know, starting to discover it, even though you've had it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit more about Canopy and what kind of technology you have to take advantage of it.
Sure. So Canopy is a digital video streaming service. It's kind of like the library's version of Netflix. So each person with a library card can access up to 3 different videos each month. So you basically get 3 what they call tokens. And you can watch up to 3 videos. There are a lot of documentaries, a lot of small art house films, Nova series. There are also some kids content in there, so the old Reading Rainbow sorts of things. And I believe, if I remember correctly, I just saw that they recently acquired Sesame Street, some Sesame Street content as well. There are also great courses, so some of the longer great courses video series that many libraries would love to have, but we can't afford the DVD sets that are thousands of dollars, but they're available to stream through Canopy. So this is our first year doing it. It's a great system and it's a great setup. It is a little pricey, so mm-hmm. use it and show us that you need it.
That's right, because the libraries don't, even though they provide this content for free, they don't get it for free.
Correct.
So just remember, the more use we have of mm-hmm. something, the more they're apt to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really exciting. And I know that there's things, you know, some people think, well, there's always, you know, children's reading time and you have programs for youth. But there's actually a lot of things for adults to do at the library. Tell us something about a recent adult program that was really successful.
Sure. One of our more successful and popular adult programs, besides our regular lecture series and our more educational sides of things, we have some adult craft nights. There's some wire pendant wrapping. There's been an art and music meditation class that's been extremely popular in the mornings. There recently was a 3D printing class where we had a number of people come in and learn the basics of 3D printing. And then they learn how to actually submit their designs to be printed on our 3D printer. So we've got everything from teaching you how to do things to coming in and actually doing some craft with your hands, seed saving, preservation, canning, those sorts of things as well.
Technology is always changing. Mm-hmm. And I've always found that when in doubt, you can always go to the library. And for a long time, Jefferson County has had Tech Tuesdays.
Yes.
And, you know, you can just keep going and going because every time there's something new that gets changed on your operating system, it seems like you need someone to explain it to you. But also, you have programs for kids, and those are the STEAM and STEM programs.
Correct.
So tell us about those too.
Sure. So we really focus with our children's programs when it's aligned with technology. We focus on STEAM, which is science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, with the arts being one of those critical concepts. And so many of our programs that we've done recently and are planning for the future combine not only the engineering aspects, maybe we're building something, maybe we're deconstructing something, but also the kind of personal expression, creative, artistic side of those projects as well. So we've had everything from building we've had over the summer during our summer reading program building cases to cushion eggs so that if they were dropped they wouldn't break. We've built possible habitats for the moon where kids were designing what it might look like if they were to create a habitat to live on another planet, those sorts of things. So, and many times it can be tied into literature or a particular storybook where we kind of kick off from that angle. So
I can think of that, of a big pile of books on the floor and they're looking for ideas. Mm-hmm. And there's all those wonderful artistic and inspiring picture books to look at. And mm-hmm. I'll tell you, Jefferson County Library is just packed. That children's room has many, many books in it and they're always changing and there's always new books.
Always.
So you're getting in all of these new books. We're going to switch over to talk about books a little bit now.
Right.
I'm talking to Tamara Meredith today, and she's the director of the Jefferson County Library. And you're listening to Book Lovers Cafe. I'm your host, Chris Wilson. This is 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. And if you're just joining us, you'll be able to find this interview and many others at kpdz.org on the podcast page. And you can catch up and listen to the rest of this one and find other interviews from the Huntingford Lecture authors. They're all still there 2 years back, probably. So welcome again, Tamara. And let's talk about some books that the library has put out and is trying to entice people. What do you do to let people know about your new acquisitions? Oh, there's a library word.
Our new acquisitions. Well, we do a number of things. So very often we find that our patrons are so good that they find them as soon as they are available. So quite often our newest bestsellers or anything new that we bring into the library has holds on it long before it even arrives on the shelf. But for those items that may not be as popular or may be new and we've just recently selected them, we do highlight some of them on our website. We do have kind of a display, running display on our website. And within the actual catalog itself, we have a monthly newsletter that goes out that doesn't necessarily highlight all of our new acquisitions, but it highlights our programs. And very often that is tied in with authors that are coming in, new books that we've acquired. And then as far as promoting books in general, we have a staff display area where our staff get to choose their favorite books and put them out on display. We have some things that are by topic. And then we just do a lot of reader's advisory. Another library term, but basically that's anybody who walks in off the street looking for what to read next. And so we do have some resources like the Novelist database where people can go in and look for similar books based on genre or other things they've read. But our librarians spend a large portion of their time just matching up people to books that they think that they would like based on their interests.
Right. So. They come in and they say things like, I like to read books about time travel. And romance, and maybe if it's set in Scotland, that would be cool too.
Yes.
And by the time they've got to that third clue,
yep,
we know that they'd love the Outlander series.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's one of the very wonderful things about libraries is that they're so personal, and the staff there become your friends, and so it's a wonderful place for a community members to go and you know, go on a rainy day and have a chat. Have a chat about books or play a game or, you know, see some children running around. Anyway, you can tell that I'm really a library lover. So Tamara, What have you got on your book stand? What's waiting for you to read?
Oh, goodness. There's a lot that's waiting to be read right now. I am a huge science fiction fan. So when I do get time to read, I love to read that kind of escape fiction where it's world building and philosophy and how could we create something that's new and better. So right now, I've just finished reading Shishen Liu, I'm going to pronounce that slightly wrong, Chinese author in translation, Three Body Problem. It's a trilogy of science fiction writings that's been out for a few years now. But fabulous, fabulous science fiction trilogy. Another good one that's recently been finished is Binti, which is, they're very short. It's another science fiction trilogy that's very short and very accessible by, I'm going to look for the name here to make sure I pronounce it correctly. Binti by Okorafor, wonderful author. And right now sitting
that's
on...
That's African.
Yes.
Yes. Both of those series that you've mentioned, you know, science fiction has really opened up because of the international authors that are being published. So that's really exciting. So if you kind of missed that when you were listening, just go to the library and talk about, hey, I want some of those science fiction series that are set internationally. I think that would be
That's
a
right.
really good idea.
And there's some wonderful works in translation that we're just now getting to, just now seeing coming out of a number of countries that are, it's fabulous writing. Mm-hmm. So other things on my list, I love John Scalzi as an author. It's great writing, but he's also very funny. And sitting on my nightstand right now, I'm working on rereading Neal Stephenson's Cryptonomicon. Mm-hmm. That one is just, it's a good try to stay awake, and it's so dense and such good writing and so much detail. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm currently trying to get to.
Yeah, and there's still people that haven't read the Philip Pullman series, the Dark Materials series. I think that there's so much philosophy and actual, like you said, problem solving mm-hmm. to be found in those kind of what people used to consider as young adult, lightweight
right.
types of book series, even right. Hunger Games.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, just, and, you know, of course, we have to say that if you've become involved with a movie or a series, really, if you love it, you should read the books because there's so much more. Mm-hmm. Because the movie goes by in a couple hours.
Right.
And the book is going to be with you for a few weeks, maybe. Yeah. So there you go. Go back to those books because you'll really get a lot of benefit from that.
Ooh. And I'll throw in there that your comment about young adult fiction, for me at this point, I find young adult authors to be as good or better than the majority of our adult authors in many cases. They're writing very well. And if you're a reader who doesn't normally look through a young adult section thinking that it's just for teens, it's not. It's actually fabulous writing and very, very well done in comparison with many.
So where would you find the young adult section? Is there a special room or a wall?
There is. There's a section in our library when you first walk in. Kind of as you directly walk in and aim a little bit to the right, you'll see a set of computers. There's a big teen area. And so many of our, it's unfortunate. You pass it as you go to the adult fiction section, but there's a lot of really good writing in there. And many of our new books that we acquire, you'll find them right there on display. Don't ignore the young adult fiction. It's very well written.
Mm-hmm. And of course, everyone here at the station would think it would be very miss if I didn't talk about the wonderful CD and DVD collections that the Jefferson County Library has. So our own Jim Nybe is still choosing wonderful
Absolutely.
Music.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether you knew this or not, Tamara, but many of our hosts go down there and they look for some of the CDs that Jim has selected to use on the radio station
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there it is. They're free and we can play them. So when stacks of CDs go out, it might just be a KPTZ host looking to plan their next show. And so how does Jim find the music? Or how do you know, how do librarians decide what books to order? Because there's just so much out there.
There is. So when we select materials, whether it's a book or a CD or a DVD, very often it's based on reviews. If they're new materials, we actually go through things like Kirkus reviews or Voya. There are some different, based on age, reviewing magazines and websites that are pre-publication reviews on different topics. And so much of what we select is based on that. Some of it is popular, you know, based on request, but most of it is based on the reviews and general buzz. General buzz, yeah. Right. And other requests.
We want to get what you want to read.
Well, and we have a very discerning population in our county. They mm-hmm. know what they like. And so I've had a number of conversations with people who are extremely thrilled with our collection. When I look through it, it's a very diverse collection mm-hmm. For a library of its size, but it definitely is designed for the needs of its population. It's mm-hmm. a really good collection.
And we really didn't talk about the nonfiction section, but that really shows the interests of our county and
Absolutely.
Our population about what people are working on, what their hobbies are. Mm-hmm. So what do you have some ideas or some dreams for the future for Jefferson County Library?
Oh, many. Absolutely. So right now, some of the things that we're looking at, our biggest challenge, the library itself is a beautiful building, and the remodel was done so well, and the layout is perfect for what it is. We actually are right sized when it comes to the amount of shelving space that we have and the amount of materials that we have for what we're doing. And in the library world, we don't see books getting bigger or DVDs getting bigger. And so we're not really trying to think about or accommodate more space when it comes to materials. What we don't have enough of is space for people. And so we're investigating right now how we can better accommodate more people, meeting rooms, small meeting rooms, quiet reading rooms. Long term, there will be an expansion of the building is what we're hoping. Right now, we're looking at trying to just get office spaces. One of the things we weren't able to do with the remodel was actually provide offices for managers. So right now, we're in the process of trying to kind of pull in some space where we can actually create some offices for our managers. And then from there, we'll be looking at how we can actually work towards adding some more space for our public.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that people like the Jefferson County Library because it does provide comfortable space mm-hmm. for people. And today we've been talking to the director of the Jefferson County Library, Tamara Meredith. She's a very busy woman, but she'd be happy to meet you and say hello if you want to stop by and say hi to her, or ask her a question. This is Chris Wilson. I'm the host of Book Lovers Cafe, a program for everyone who hasn't read everything. Please join me next time to talk more about books and authors. And I want to thank Jacob Brown, who is our engineer, and Carl Allen, who is the editor, smooths out all the rough edges. And thank you, volunteers and supporters who make this wonderful radio station possible. Here we go.